We're speaking this afternoon with David Dick, one of the candidates on the Republican ticket for Pettis County Presiding Commissioner. Good afternoon, David. Thank you for taking some time to visit with us. I'm going to start with a really easy question. How's the campaign going so far?
Well, Christy, thanks for allowing me some time here. The campaign, it's going good. I feel pretty confident about it. Don't want to be overconfident. We've had a medical issue with my father that's kind of kept me out of the campaign for just a little bit there, a couple weeks right here when it was probably pretty crucial, but we've been very engaged, and I feel pretty good.
Well, very good. Talk to me, if you will, a little bit just about you. Maybe there are voters out there that aren't familiar with who you are. So I'll let you talk about your experience that you'll bring to the table later, but I'm looking for your family, how long you've been in Pettis County, that sort of thing.
We came to Pettis County, before it was Pettis County and before Sedalia was a town. We've been here, since the 1830s, somewhere thereabout. Born and raised, obviously, in Pettis County, grew up there, went to school, high school there in Sedalia, and graduated State Fair College, and went to CMSU, have an AS in Farm Management from State Fair, have a BS in Animal Science from CMSU, or UCM now, as they call it, and so we've been around quite a while, farming primarily, not that we haven't done other things over time, so I've always kind of been involved in politics. Probably the first one in the family to actually seek elective office. So it's kind of been a different experience on that side.
Yeah, it's always an adventure. So, okay, well, let's talk about that experience. If elected, what experience do you bring to the table?
Well, honestly, quite a bit. You know, I'm currently serving as chairman of the Pettis County Soil and Water District, and that's an elected office, but I've been on the board there since 2000, been chairman for the last 6 years, I believe. Also served on the Pettis County FSA Committee, the Farm Service Agency. Most people will know me from what I have done as far as the Pettis County Cattlemen's, where I've served two-year terms as president. I served on the Missouri Cattlemen's State Board of Directors now since, I guess it's 22 years, and I've served two terms there as Secretary Treasurer of the Cattlemen's Association. Served on Missouri Beef Industry Council, or as chairman, vice chairman, went through all the offices there. Served on the National Cattlemen's Board of Directors since 96 through 2012. The 12 years of that were on the checkoff side, on the federation side. The first 4 years were on the policy side. Was a regional vice president for the checkoff division, Region 3, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Then also served a year as vice chair of the Federation, a year as chairman of the Federation. So got to work with the beef checkoff dollars at that national level, that national program of work. You know, the operating committee, I served on there 9 years, and those annual budgets, you know, run over $50 million. So I've got considerable experience with the same budget process that we'll use at the county commission level. So I understand those the state national tie, but I also understand that local tie and the grassroots effort. Working with that budget process probably there with the operating committee will help me the most. We try to leverage those dollars. I know those tax dollars are hard-earned, so I respect that a great deal and want to be as efficient and effective as possible with them. So I think that's what I bring to the table.
David, as you've been out talking to those that you have the potential to serve, what are their greatest concerns, or what do you think is the greatest concern moving forward with the county?
I think, primarily when we go door-to-door and you see folks at ice cream socials and stuff, the commissioner's job, even though it's the presiding commissioner that I'm running for, is primarily a budget position. They look at those folks that serve there as keepers of the roads, So the roads are an issue, and I'm not saying that it's a bad issue. I think there's things there. They like what we've done with our county road tax and how efficient and effective we've been with that, but there's always issues with the road. Why don't you mow here, and the ditch work and things like that. So my response to that is that I want the phone call, and I want want you to catch me and tell me about it, but let's go look at it so that I can actually see it. I can't fix this from behind the desk if I don't really, I can't really see the problem. So I guess that's my pledge on the one side. The other part is law enforcement, and it's not that, you know, the sheriff's doing a bad job, but you know, there's just a tremendous amount of work that they have to do, and the county's not a small place. So I think they're always worried about what his budget is and whether he has enough money to have enough road deputies, and I understand that. And so those are the primary things. I think they're hoping that they get somebody with some common sense. I think they see that lacking in other areas of government and really don't want that at the county commission level. So I hope I bring that level of experience and common sense that they're looking for.
Well, David, let me ask you this. What sets you apart from your opponent?
Well, what sets me apart from my opponent, probably born and raised here in the county, the family's been active in a lot of different, what I want to say, groups or activities. I have as well. You know, I understand the importance of youth, so I've been engaged in the 4-H and FFA programs, serve as treasurers of our county livestock show for the last 20 years. So I understand that importance. I think the thing that I see is this Pettis County area, Sedalia and Pettis County. Sedalia needs to be vibrant, and that's economic development. And I think we need to really push and strive for that. We want our local citizens to have good jobs and the ability to earn all they can earn in their given professions, but yet be good stewards of their tax dollars as you know, we glean those through the property taxes. But, I think my working knowledge of the local community and the fact that we've got a long history here is probably my biggest plus. I've served through several different things that have shown me a financial aspect as well as just what a good government aspect can look like when government works well.
Well, David, we've covered quite a bit of information, but I want to give you the last word. Anything else that you would like to add or that you would like voters to know?
Well, I think, you know, most people that know me will know that I'm pretty fair. I like to listen to folks because I learn from that process. Don't always have to agree with them, and I respect that, and I hope they do too. But I want to know their problems, and I want to listen to them, and I think I can listen probably about as well as anybody and hopefully help them more than what they think.
Well, we want to thank you for your time, David. I'm done recording.